Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 260. This time can be different. I don't know how many times you've tried to lose weight before. I don't know how many years of your life you've been aware of your weight and what made you decide that you'd had enough and that you want to change. I can tell you that this time can be different. It can be different if you really want this for yourself. I think for somebody to really do this and get the kind of lifelong changes, I mean, you can drop 20, 30, 50 pounds here and there. But then, like, if you're not doing it because you're ready to make the change, if you're doing it because somebody else suggested you should do it, or because it kind of sort of, you know, it sounds like a good idea, but you're not really ready to make the trade-offs that would need to happen, then, you know, it's not going to be lasting. And when we talk about lasting weight loss, I'm talking about the stuff that lasts for the rest of your life. So, I mean, you really could go through the motions and you could lose weight even for a couple of years, but you know what's going to happen 5-7 years down the road. And fortunately, I mean for that, that's how life is in most cases, is that it's a much longer race, hopefully, than I think what we think about when it comes to this. And I totally get it, because like if you've always been identified as overweight, or the fat kid, or this has been something that really, really just has played on your mind forever. Maybe you've tried however many diets before. You might be like, well, you know, these all end up being the same. And why is that? Well, this time can be different if you do focus on the things that are within your control, which I say a lot. But the reason that you want to focus on what's within your control is you feel like you're in control of the process. I mean, how many times have you started a diet? You've done really well. You felt like everything was clicking. And then because something was very restrictive or had a lot of rules to it, when those rules did not fit into your life, you no longer could stick to the plan. And that goes for just about everybody, you know, and then when that happens, you feel like you're out of control and you feel like you failed. And at some point you end up going back to it and saying, okay, I'm going to try it again. But in the back of your mind, you're like, is this time really going to be different? But it's different when you change the game. When you are, instead of chasing something that you can't control, which is the speed at which weight comes off, but you can control, you know, if you know what you're eating each day. Now, eat something that you enjoy. The food that you like should be at the center of your eating plan. And that's why I think the best way of doing this is to really list out the stuff that you like to eat and could eat every day. The could eat every day for most people disqualifies donuts and cake and, you know, pizza and all that stuff. But you figure out the foods that you like, and then you start eating those. With exercise, instead of following a 30-day jumpstart challenge, you start looking at your day and saying, okay, where can I squeeze some extra activity in? Where could I do actual workouts? Do I have a gym within 5 minutes of work or home? Do I have, or within 10 minutes, I guess we could go to 10. You know, do I have a setup to where I could exercise at home? You know, you start looking at what's available, and then you start setting goals around that. And then you start setting those goals around minimum daily actions on things that you already know that you can do. So, you know, if you're just getting into this and you're doing calorie counting, which I do think you should be tracking your food for, I would say at least a couple months if you've never done it before, just to see how much it is that you're eating, just to be aware. Not even necessarily to be aware of like the calories or the macros, but just to see, you know, what times of the day do you normally eat? What foods do you normally gravitate to? That way, when you're putting together this plan of the foods that you like to eat and can eat on a regular basis, you're not, you really, really know, because you're looking at the past information. And then if you've been tracking calories and, you know, you see that you're eating around 2,700 calories a day, well, then putting a target goal, the target in your food tracker at 2,400, and then realizing that 2,200, you know, going 200 below or 200 above. So really we're looking at between 2,200 and 2,600 is a successful, you know, day based on what you know that you normally eat. That's going to be something that you know that you can commit to. And the other part, I don't want to get too much off onto the food tracking, but you know, when you're just tracking to see what kind of food that you eat, before you come up with a target number, you to put in your tracker, you also, if you're wearing a device, Fitbit or an Apple Watch, you know, you see how many calories that you are burning on average. And then you try to track a deficit. I really think staying within a deficit of 500 to 700 calories a day and shooting for that is sustainable for most people. I know a lot of times, you know, look, you'll have those days where it's 1,000 and well over, and some people can do that on a daily basis, but I'll tell you, most can't, because what happens for most people is they can go even a few weeks doing 1,000 calorie deficit, you know, and then all of a sudden they eat way more than they plan. Like they have these days where they're eating 2,400 calories a day on average, and then they have one where it's like 4,000. Now, realistically, is that going to really do anything to their progress long term? No. But they're going to feel, I mean, they'll feel uncomfortable from eating that much, but then in their head, this whole thing starts like, see, I couldn't do it. So if you're setting goals around things that you can control, you have a sense of empowerment around the weight loss process that you probably haven't felt before. You no longer feel like you're chasing weight loss. You feel like you're building something that you actually kind of enjoy doing. I know some people say that they never like going to the gym. Do something else. Try something else. So I've tried everything else and I don't like anything. Okay. So you just don't like physical activity. I guess you'll have to grunt and bear it and find something to do to be active. But when you have this whole thing set up to where it feels like it's within your control and you're just working through it, that's when this time can be different, because you no longer feel like you're chasing weight loss. You're setting yourself up to be successful long-term, building habits and routines that are going to stick with you for life. So what I want to hear from you, if you feel like you're out of control with this whole weight loss process, based on the stuff that I outlined here or something else that you're thinking about, what is one minimum daily action that you feel really confident that you could be in control of? And what happens is you really pick one thing to work on until it clicks. Now, you know, you'll hear it takes 21 days to develop a habit. Sometimes habits develop, you really feel like you've developed a habit in 7 days. Other times it's like 70 days. So, you know, but if you work on this stuff one habit at a time, then you can start stacking them, you know, one on top of another, as you go along. And that doesn't mean that, you know, just because you've now done 10 habits that you're not going to start slacking on habit 2 and 3. I mean, you know, you're going to have to go back and kind of revisit things, but you're going to have the solid foundation. Because the whole goal of this is, one, feel like you're empowered with the fitness, with the whole fitness process. And two, to start developing these new automatic ways of doing things to replace the automatic ways of doing things that you've done to this point. If the things that you've done to this point are not helping you lose weight and your goal is to lose weight. So that's how this time can be different. You take more of a hands-on ownership approach instead of having somebody else say, okay, you tell me what to do, I'm going to do it. You're like, okay, what you're going to look at everything and say, okay, based on everything here, what is it that I need to do? How can I build this? So yeah, if you feel like you're out of control with the weight loss process, let me know one thing that you're going to be back in control of. You can either DM me on Instagram, that's at Your Level Fitness, or you can email me, that is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. That is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will chat with you again real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.